This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Goliath was a giant of his day. Goliath was considered a warrior extraordinaire. He was considered probably a man who had killed hundreds, maybe even thousands of people in battle. He was feared. He was ferocious. I mean, think of all the adjectives you can think of. And David, this little shepherd boy, gathers 5 stones for his sling. And I want you to notice that David doesn't compliment himself on his marksmanship and said, well, I had that one in the bag. I knew that was coming. I want you to listen to what David said, if we could bring up the scripture for the third one, from 1 Samuel 17:47. All those gathered here will know, David is speaking, that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. That's David, little David, talking to the Philistines. It's not a matter of the sword or the spear that saves, the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's. That's a word for somebody today. You've been trying to fight a battle on your own for 10 years, and you need to say the battle is the Lord's. You've struggled with something, and you think it's all up to you. You think it's all up to your strength, and you've got to fix it, and you've got to work it out. And the Lord says to you today through David, the battle is the Lord's. Everybody can apply that to his or her life in one situation or another. Maybe a health issue. The battle is the Lord's, ultimately. It may be a financial or job issue. The battle is the Lord's. It may be a family problem. You've got to say the battle is the Lord's. You know what happens? When you say the battle is the Lord's, you're not excusing yourself from doing anything. You're tapping into the greatest strength that's available and saying the Lord is involved in my struggle. I got a phone call this week from somebody from Columbus, Ohio. And this man left a message. I didn't talk to him. He said, I just want to tell you what you said on the radio today really had an impact on my life. And he talked about how they're having a problem with a daughter. And it just happened to be he's listening where I talk about how that your children may get away from you, but they'll never get away from your prayers. He said, I needed to hear that. We've been struggling with a strained relationship with a daughter, and I needed to hear that she may get away from us and she may get away from our influence, but our daughter will never, never, never get away from our prayers. As long as we're alive and interceding on her behalf, she will be under the cover, so to speak, of those prayers. Does that mean she's still a free moral agent? Yeah, she still will make choices, good choices, bad choices, but she'll never get away from our prayers. Why? The battle is the Lord's. I first saw this story, believe it or not, in the Wall Street Journal years ago. Christopher DeVink writes the story called The Power of My Powerless Brother. And in light of some of my remarks earlier, it really is appropriate for that as well. I grew up in the house where my brother was on his back in his bed for almost 33 years. In the same corner of his room, under the same window, beside the same yellow walls. My brother Oliver was blind and mute. His legs were twisted. He didn't have the strength to lift his head nor the intelligence to learn anything. Today I'm an English teacher, and each time I introduce my class to the play about Helen Keller, the miracle worker, I tell my students about Oliver. One day during my first year of teaching, a boy in the last row raised his hand and said, oh, Mr. DeVink, you mean your brother was a vegetable, don't you? Well, if you're discerning at all, you can tell already this is one powerful story. I want you to hear the conclusion tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and tune in tomorrow for the conclusion.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.